Setter mit Welcome bei Flux FM. Die kanadische Band ist zurzeit ein bisschen in Europa unterwegs. Man kann nicht sagen auf Tour, sondern sie wurden eingeladen. Das werden sie euch gleich selber erzählen. Und zwar nach Frankreich. Erstmal will ich aber begrüßen und zwar 7 tolle Menschen. Zum einen haben wir natürlich Tim, dann Josh, dann Adam, dann Phil, Mara, Kinley und Romish. Und ich sage Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you.
Bonjour, you're so quiet. A couple of seconds ago, it was really loud in here.
Did you?
Yeah, so welcome again to Flux FM. We're really happy to have you here. And what a happy coincidence that someone from France asked you to come to Europe to play at their wedding. Tim, tell us all about it.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It was a birthday party, and these amazing people contacted us. This great woman, her husband was turning 40, mm-hmm. and they have this amazing group of friends, and they're all trying to outdo one another and have the best birthday party yet. And he's a big fan of ours, and she contacted us and actually brought us over for the party.
That's crazy.
And so now we're here.
That costs some money.
It does, I know.
So back and fro, or to and fro, how do you say, to fly here? And she bought all the tickets for you.
Yeah, essentially.
Probably a millionaire then.
I don't know.
Great connection that you have there.
Speculate on that. But
so how many people were there at this party?
It was a small, normal
Don't say party. 20 people.
It was 30 or 40.
Really? That's great. So you were more than the party crowd.
Brought the party. Yeah.
How many songs did you play?
We played about an hour. Yeah.
And it was a surprise for the birthday boy.
For the birthday boy.
How did he look when you entering the stage?
He looked great.
Like
exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have lots of fans, of course, here in Europe, but the most in Canada. Can we say that?
We can say that.
Yeah. How come? Do we have to play more Hey Rosetta songs?
I think that's it, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you guys about. I don't know. We're from there. We've been touring there for 8 or 9 years, you know.
Yeah.
We've only been here a couple times.
But you're going on a great tour now with the Stars?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Through Canada and the US or where?
Exactly, yeah. We start in the United States in November, and then we do Canada in February.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one.
What about Europe?
We have to talk to them about that, I guess.
What? I thought you were coming in January
to
Europe.
We were supposed to come in January.
Ah,
yeah.
Supposed to, but
something happened.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely be here in the spring.
So where was Josh? You're Josh, right? Josh, come to the microphone.
Okay.
Closer, much closer, even more closer.
Hello.
Eat it up.
Hi. How are you?
Since when are you in the band? Since 2005?
Yeah, since, I guess, yeah, I'm one of the original.
You're one of the originals.
Yeah.
So Tim called you up and said, hey, we're doing something like Hey Rosetta. Do you want to be part of it? How does it start?
I hadn't even spoken to Tim. I knew Tim and I had played in a band together in high school.
Uh-huh.
And we just did cover songs, you know, played for our families and his sister's friends and stuff like that.
And the high school girls, of course.
Obviously. But anyway, then I hadn't seen him for a long time, and a different friend of mine, the original drummer in the band, asked if I would be interested in this weird project where there was just kind of violin and cello, and it was going to be really sort of acoustic and mellow, and I was going to play double bass, I think. And then I don't know what happened. Like, we started playing together, and then all of a sudden there was electric guitars, and then there was electric bass, and then it started to get, like, sort of more rock and roll, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's where I started.
Can't start the rock.
Right?
And you are going to play for us in a little while a new song, because we just played Welcome, which sounded a lot different to that you are playing, going to play in a few minutes. Did you change a lot your musical style throughout the years, or is it just one? Tim, please. Your turn.
Well... Have we changed it throughout the years on record?
Yeah, just if we just listened to Welcome, which mm-hmm. sounded really, let's say, hard and
yeah.
went forward.
Yeah.
And
well, we like to dabble in all sorts of directions,
mm-hmm.
Depending on what the song wants us to do. So we try to stay pretty open, pretty eclectic.
Yeah.
But this latest record is probably not as heavy as the last one. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe.
Welcome's particularly heavy on that record.
Yeah, there's some heavy stuff on the new record. I don't know.
What about Soft Offering for the Oft Suffering? We're going to listen to that one.
Oh,
right,
are we?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's the first song on the new record.
Okay.
It
is called, the new record?
Second Sight.
Second Sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the lead song off it.
Ein sanftes Angebot, sorry, ein sanftes Angebot für die oftmals, ja, Leidenden, ne? A soft offering for the oft suffering. That's a very funny word game. Was that your idea?
Yes.
Yeah. So, let's listen to it and after that you can explain. Hey Rosetta, von der ganz neuen Platte hört ihr ein Stück hier bei Flux FM. Danach spielen sie für euch live. Jetzt aber erstmal soft offering for the oft suffering. Rosetta mit Soft Offering for the Oft Suffering. Ein Stück, was drauf ist auf der neuen Platte. Second Sight heißt es, ist in der letzten Woche rausgekommen. Wird auch an diesem Wochenende unser Wochenend-Special sein. Jede Stunde ein Song. Und da werdet ihr natürlich dann am Wochenende genüsslich alle Songs durchhören können. Jetzt werden sie gleich erstmal einen weiteren für euch live spielen. Aber ich wollte noch mal kurz Mara etwas fragen. Mara, come to the microphone. Since when are you in the band?
Less than a year.
Less than a year, actually.
Yeah, I'm the new one.
Okay, what's so special to be in this band? What? I have a feeling that's a great band, actually.
It's very fun. It's been really cool. Yeah.
How does it work, working together? Do you see each other very often? Do you meet and play often together? Or are you living in different parts of Canada?
Well, I'm actually, all of the boys live in St. John's. And mm-hmm. Kinley lives in PEI in Charlottetown, uh-huh. which is a little island on the East Coast. And I live in Toronto, but I'm from Newfoundland and I've known them all for years.
Okay.
Like I went to school with a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
So we've played together before, so it feels pretty natural.
And as a musician, what is so fun playing together in this band especially? What is here possible?
it's been really fun. I've been learning a lot because they've been doing this touring and running around a lot longer than I have. So I'm like the band baby and I learn every day. And I got to learn how to play the trumpet because usually I play, not today, but usually I play French horn. That's what I did a lot of. So I'm learning new things all the time.
That sounds great. Do you mix a lot instruments, like coming new instruments into the sound of your songs for the new album, or is it straight what you have here? Or probably for the next album, there will be, I don't know, an elephant in the room and doing something.
Whatever it takes. I mean, yeah, we try to like stay open, like I say, and whatever we sort of hear in our minds, try to make it happen mm-hmm. in the song. Yeah, this record has more keyboard stuff because that just seems to be around and interesting.
And I remember you saying last time, Europe is not so bad as we had expected.
Did I say that?
Yeah, or maybe you didn't use bad, but it's better than we have expected. That was the wording. It's better than we have expected.
Well, in terms of the reception of our music, it's mm-hmm. better than we expected, I think. Yeah. The last time we came through Germany, all the shows were full.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Probably when you come in January, if you decide, mm-hmm. will be the case as well.
I hope so.
So, jetzt wollen wir ein Stück der neuen Platte hören. So, tell us the song. What is the song about and was it called?
This song we're about to play is called Kintsukuroi, which is a Japanese word.
For?
For this ancient art of mending broken pottery mm-hmm. with gold. Mm-hmm. You sort of glue it together with gold and highlight all the flaws and faults.
Okay, and that makes it special?
Well, it makes it, the idea is that it's more beautiful having been broken and you can see the flaws and you can see the story.
Yeah.
And it's like a piece of beautiful art.
Schön, also dass japanische Keramik, die irgendwann mal zerbrochen wurde oder aus Versehen wurde, dann wieder zusammengekittet und zwar mit Gold. Die Goldränder zieren sozusagen den Bruch und das ist natürlich viel schöner, als wenn es einfach in der Ecke rumliegt und kaputt ist, sondern dass man es so weiterhin wertschätzen kann. Und so wurde dieser Song benannt und den hören wir uns jetzt an von der neuen Platte, live für euch gespielt. Second Sight, so heißt das Album, Hey Rosetta, werden jetzt hier zu den Instrumenten greifen. Okay, so we're happy to listen to the song. I say goodbye because after that we're going to go into the news. Okay. Come back anytime. Oh, enjoy Europe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
gestures freeze the frame. Your blue eyes closing as mine were opening. Oh, oh, oh. Into the gold river. Oh, oh, oh. But I was a long come winter. Healer's hands upon me and bring that summer song. Oh, 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 oh. Oh. See, I stood akimbo, ever cavalier and cold, raised on peaks.
Live gespielt bei Flux FM. Thank you very much. Have fun in Berlin.
Thank you.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.